Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Round Top, just a hop, skip, and a jump from where I live, to visit with Leslie Bish, the creative gardener behind Glen Falls House here on Winter Clove Road. Glen Falls House is one of the historic resorts here in Round Top, which has been revamped by its new owners, John Pico and Greg Breyer, who acquired it a few years ago and have transformed it into an inclusive hospitality spot for locals and out-of-town visitors alike. Immersed in nature, the compound has an old inn, separate motel-like rooms, a farm-to-table restaurant, a tavern, a fun retro pool, and a little provision store. It's also become the go-to place for DJs and music, art shows, and community workshops. On its property, which is over 40 acres, there are hiking trails and a hidden gem called Icebox Falls, which is a magical waterfall tucked away in the forest. Leslie joined the team in 2020 and has continually transformed this property. There are flowers and plants everywhere you look. She's also built a beautiful fenced-in organic garden and a small greenhouse. Leslie has also launched her own business called Heart's Content Apothecary, which uses a combination of herbs she grows and plants she forages to make her own take on plant medicine, tinctures, serums, and syrups. So to start, how did you end up in the Hudson Valley?
I was living in Brooklyn for about 7 years, and I had developed an intense curiosity for herbal medicine. I took a few apprenticeships and workshops, and I just was fascinated. And so I ended up, long story short, going to Oregon for a 3-month apprenticeship. And I got back to New York City, and the second I landed, I just was so bummed.
Time to leave. The urban jungle.
Exactly. I was thinking about going back to Colorado to go back for a clinical herbalism program.
And that's where you're from,
That's
Colorado.
Where I'm from originally. And then a friend just forwarded me this application for an apprenticeship program at Churchtown Dairy at a biodynamic medicinal garden. And
Churchtown Dairy is on the other side of the river.
Yeah, in Hudson.
In Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you doing there?
So I applied for the apprenticeship and got in. Jean David is a master gardener over there. He is incredible. It's about 1.5 acres of garden space and dense garden space. And so I learned how to grow every single herb I could ever think of. We made alchemical sprays, which increased the volatile oils in each plant. So each plant was like even more pungent and intense. You know, the mints were like extra minty. The tulsi was so insane. And I learned how to make hydrosols, and we made different elixirs. And I had learned how to do that in previous programs, but it was like all inclusive, like this crazy experience for 9 months. I actually ended up staying on for 2 years there.
What was it like learning about those plants in the Hudson Valley, say, versus Oregon?
So that's the interesting part, is that when I was in Oregon, I was loving it so much in the Pacific Northwest. And I was, you know, meeting all these plants and varieties of plants and having all these experiences. And I was like, oh, this is isolated to the Pacific Northwest. And I don't want to be anywhere but here because I'm learning about all of this here. And then when I moved upstate, I was like, oh, actually, there is a lot of crossover, a ton of crossover. The gardening year is way shorter. The season here is 3 months as opposed to 8 months in Oregon. But
it's a different kind of challenge.
It's a different kind of challenge, exactly. The pace is different.
And from Churchtown Dairy, how did you end up at Glen Falls House?
So I had been here the summer that I moved up here, and John and I met. And we were walking around the grounds, and he was jokingly like, oh, why don't you come be my gardener? And I was like, that's funny. And then I did.
And then you did.
Yeah.
And you have changed this place. First of all, the property was always so beautiful. And once John and Greg took it over and had their vision start to evolve, clean it up, and really be a steward for this property. But you've added an element to create a place, I think, that always meant to be here. So many flowers and plants everywhere. Do you want to talk about what you've done since you've been here in the less than two years?
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. That's very sweet. I appreciate that. When I was first walking the property, when I would come hang out, I never noticed a lacking or deficit because it's true. It's just naturally so beautiful here. It's just rolling hills and beautiful trees and mountains. But then when I took a closer look at what could be possible here. And, you know, John is extremely visionary. So without his push and his inertia, I think it would have been more of a challenge. But he was like, let's just go for it. And so I came from this huge herb production garden, like, let's just do that here. So we built the hoop house during COVID. It used to be a baseball field, and we took that over with about a half acre of a garden now. They didn't really have like a specific idea. I knew I wanted to bring in flowers, herbs. I knew I wanted to somewhat grow vegetables, which is what I have the least amount of experience with. But I ended up just growing so much that I just flooded out the rest of the beds on the property. And we ended up just honestly going week by week in the spring of 2020, just being like, let's build a bed here, let's build a bed there, shoveling compost into trailers, making tons of loads, pulling huge rocks out of the ground, making stone borders, and just really, really going for it. Because it was COVID and the hotel was closed. And so I had one of the groundskeepers, Joel, John, and myself, and Greg did a couple things too, which was really helpful.
It's a little hard to imagine, but yes.
Right? He was so good. He actually composted the beds where I had the monster sunflowers, and he put so much compost in those beds that they were 12 feet tall.
Good job, Greg.
Yeah, Greg.
And then how did you start Heart's Content Apothecary?
We had a workshop here over the winter before I started the garden to make fire cider. And
what is fire cider?
And fire cider is a folk remedy. It's been around for at least 100 years. But Rosemary Gladstar kind of brought it back into the forefront of current folk medicine in the 70s.
And who's she?
She's a famous herbalist, the mother of revitalist herbalist from the 60s, 70s, who brought this movement back. It is an anti-inflammatory, immune-boosting kind of an elixir, but it's apple cider vinegar-based, and then you have a lot of like spicy vegetables and herbs in there. And I put pine needles in mine and honey. And so it's this really delicious kind of like gets your system turned up and turned on. I used it to replace my coffee in the morning. So I just add a shot to hot water in the mornings, and it's sort of this like just kind of wakes up your whole body.
What's the response been for the apothecary, and what else have you been creating?
Yeah, the response has been overwhelmingly supportive and so kind. I've had so many people just step up in my life, friends who have come in and offered to support in design or with business advice. I've actually had a few artists and graphic designers work for me. And a lot of my friends who are photographers have come in and helped.
Did you think when you started you were actually going to start a business?
No, not really. John was like, we have extra fire cider. Should we bottle it and sell it in the lobby? And I was like, sure. And then it's become so much more than that. We launched our skincare line last spring. And it's honestly like sunshine having that skincare line, because it's something that I use every single day. And I've dwindled my own skincare products down to my own products plus one friend's lotion. So I have three products that I use every day, and two of them I've grown and made by hand.
Must be so satisfying.
It's insanely satisfying. And then in the feedback I've gotten from my skincare, which it's funny, a lot of men in their 40s and 50s, like Greg, for instance, have been using it. And I'm not just saying this, their skin looks so good. Like Greg will show up and he's glowing, and he's like addicted to my serum. So he's always like, I gotta get more serum. So it's just been really positive. We're looking to expand this winter quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to that.
And where can you find your products here in the Catskills in Hudson Valley?
You can find us at Glen Falls House. We are also in Hudson at Churchtown Dairy and Minna. You can also find us in Catskill at Catterskill Market, and a pop-up in Hilo. We're also at Circle W in Palinville.
You mentioned you started here at Glen Falls House offering workshops. What can you tell us about those?
I was doing a few workshops last winter before COVID, and this year we'd like to bring that back. I'd like to do a lot of garden-oriented workshops, especially in January and February, kind of pre-garden, in order to get people ready to grow seeds, source seeds. But this winter, we're looking forward to doing some live drawing classes. My friend Esme, who's an illustrator in Catskill, an amazing illustrator, wanted to team up and do dried plants live drawings. So we would make arrangements and then do these drawings.
Oh, instead of like still lives with the naked human body.
Exactly.
Oh, I definitely want to take that.
Yeah.
And finally, what do you love most about living here in the Catskills?
I just love waking up and being surrounded by nature. I'm so eternally grateful to be so connected to the natural world.
Well, thanks for showing me around your garden, and now you're coming to visit mine, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at roundtoprecommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.